The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, many of you hear me talk about Jesse. Jesse's my 3-year-old Cocker Spaniel, and you know what a big part of Jesse is in my life and Peg's life, our family. Jesse is our child. I love animals, and I think that we have a responsibility to take care of these furry little animals that God has put in our lives. I want to pull in Paula Church for just a minute with Greenville County Animal Care. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, you guys, you had a bit of a busy 4th of July. Tell us what's going on over at Greenville County Animal Care and the help that you need.
Well, we sure did. You know, we saw a pretty significant increase of lost animals coming into the shelter. It really started just before the 4th of July. I don't know if it's because there wasn't events where people could go to watch fireworks, because I know in my neighborhood, everybody was setting off fireworks. So, I don't know what caused it, but we have had a lot of animals coming into the shelter, since just before the 4th.
Yep. And I guess, you know, some dogs, the fireworks and all do scare them, and I guess maybe they get disoriented and all, and they wander off, and then they end up with you guys. And you've got a special going on now. You're going to waive the pickup and return fees to the owners, provide ID tags, and offering free microchipping, which I think is, you know, we have Jesse microchipped, and that's every pet owner should do that, right?
Oh, they absolutely should. I mean, identification is key, and we always tell people, first and foremost, always make sure your animals are properly identified. You know, a lot of people find animals, and they just assume that they're abandoned, and they're not. Usually, they're just a couple of blocks from home. So instead of just, you know, putting them in the car and driving them miles and miles and miles away from home, it's much more advantageous to the animals if you go and knock on some doors, you know, your neighbors, see if it's their dog or they recognize the dog, or put some flyers up. Try to keep them in the neighborhood, because that's really their best opportunity to find their way home if they're not identified. But you're absolutely right. We're waiving any fees, no penalties. If you've lost a pet, we do want to remind people that lost animals from Spartanburg County and from Greenville County do come to Greenville County Animal Care. So you always check our website and our database to see if you see your lost pet there. We are waiving those fees. We'll give you a free microchip. And we have this really cool little pet hub tag that has a QR code on the back that is super easy for anybody that finds a pet. All they have to do is scan that QR code with their phone, and the dog's information, family, you know, who to contact will pop up, making it really, really easy to get that animal back with their family.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I like that.
It's very cool. It's very, very cool. So, you know, we always wonder, you know, why is it that animals end up in the shelter and they have a hard time finding their way home? And, you know, we had a lady just yesterday. Greenville County is huge. And you know, you might actually live closer to another shelter in another state, you know, and just assume that that's where your lost pet would go. But if you live in Greenville County, or if you live in Spartanburg County and your pet is picked up by animal control, they are going to be brought to Greenville County. So, you know, that's a good reminder for people to check the database. And we've got a lost and found tab on our website that will tell you what to do if you find a pet or if you've lost a pet. You know, we're here, and all we want to do is reunite families with their pets. And we don't want to make it hard. We don't want to put up barriers. We just want to see happy families together, you know. And I started talking about this lady and yesterday, and we were doing a live Facebook post on all of the lost animals that we had in our shelter. And she went and checked the database, and sure enough, her dog was here. She never in a million years thought that it would come to Greenville County. She thought it would go to another shelter closer to her. So we were just thrilled to be able to reunite her with her pets. We were able to offer her a microchip, one of the pet hub tags, and she had no fines or fees whatsoever.
Yeah. With me on the guest line, Paula Church with the Greenville County Animal Care. So quickly, Paula, tell us, how does microchipping actually work? Now, I know Jesse, we've had him chip, but if he were to, lose him, or if he were to run off, which is very unlikely to happen because we never let him out of our sight.
Right.
Jesse is spoiled a bit. But if he were to go missing, how does the chipping work?
Well, the microchip is inserted underneath the skin, usually up around, in between the shoulder blades, closer to the neck area, where they have a lot of loose skin. And that chip can migrate, but if they have a chip, you can take them to any animal business. Most groomers, veterinarians, we actually place scanners with the Boiling Springs Fire District. Every station has a pet scanner. We'd love to get them in all the fire departments if possible, but if you go someplace where somebody has a scanner, they will scan for that chip. There's several different chip companies, so it's just a matter of a number will pop up. It will identify who the chip company is. You call that company, and they will tell you who the chip is registered to. So I think a lot of people think that all of their personal information is going to pop up on that chip, and it doesn't. We just get a number, which will drive us to another database or a phone call for that particular chipping company. So sure. It's really important, too, if your animals are chipped, for people to remember to keep that chip up to date. So if you move, if you change ownership with the dog, it's really important to always maintain that correct information on the microchip.
Yep. Paula Church, thank you for spending a few minutes of your time. And thank you for what you guys do at Greenville County Animal Care. I mean, like I said, we love Jesse, and it would just break our hearts if we were to lose Jesse. And it just makes me sad to think that someone may be missing their family pet right now. But they can come to you, and you guys can help. And I think I read somewhere in an email you have about 85.
We had about that many animals have come in addition to the ones that are already here. So, you know, we do have a full shelter, and, it's a good time for people to foster a pet or adopt a pet, either way.
Yeah.
We're here to help. We're here to help families.
All right, Paula. Thank you for what you guys do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure thing. Have a great weekend. Paula Church with the Greenville County Animal Care. Go to Facebook. I'm posting some photos of some of these little furry friends who need to be found.